Right here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, you cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and fame. You cannot serve God and serve the world. It's either God or it's the world. There's no in-between on this walk. You cannot be lukewarm, because Jesus says in Revelation 3:16, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." He's going to spit you out of his mouth if you are lukewarm, since you're neither hot or cold. And that's a very dangerous game to play. You have to realize there is no in-between on this walk with the Lord. Right? You're either living for Jesus or you're not. And I want to warn you people who think that since you just go to church, you're saved, right? Since you read your Bible one day out of the week, you pray one day out of the week, you're saved. That does not make you saved. You go into church, reading your Bible, praying, but then you're living however you want to. Fornicating, partying, smoking, doing all these things, just willingly living in sin, that will send you right to hell. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You will be separated from God for eternity. Burning. And Jesus says in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So you're either in or you're not. Living for God or you're not. Right? There are so many people who thought they had next week, next year, and they died in their sins, and now they're separated from God for eternity because they thought they had a next year and next week to get right with God. That's why you should make today the day that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. The only way that you can get to heaven is by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith, not our works. Your works, you've been a good person, giving back to the poor, whatever, that does not make you saved. And the truth is, no one is good. Right here in Romans chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. No, not one." And in Mark 10:18, Jesus says that no one is good but God alone. And you can claim to have faith in Jesus, you believe in Jesus, you live for him, but the fruits that you bear will be evidence of your faith. So if you're claiming to be a follower of Christ, but you're partying every week, you're doing all these sinful things, you are not saved. You are a lukewarm Christian. You're not a Christian at all. And that's very dangerous, and I want to warn you. Your time is now to really walk this walk out with the Lord and really live for him and give him your all. And the Bible says to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So it's your choice. But I'm telling you now, Jesus Christ is the only way. Out of this life, out of anxiety, out of fear, out of hell, Jesus Christ is the only way. And he loves you so much that he died and he got pierced on the cross for your sins and mine. And all you have to do is believe in that and accept him. You will be saved and you are justified to go to heaven because of your faith in him.